we have our 10-minute speaker, Cynthia from Ocean Beach.
Thank you. Hello, I'm Cynthia. I'm an alcoholic. Hi. I'm really nervous. My sobriety date, I'll start with, is 3/11/08. I have a sponsor who has a sponsor. I came into these rooms really desperate. The gift of desperation, that's what my sponsor called it. I didn't understand that at the time, but I do today. For me, I drank to the end. I started drinking alcoholically about 25, and I got sober this time when I was 32, so it didn't take long for me. Like it says in the book, for women it's sometimes worse. And, and when I say alcoholically, I mean like 24/7. And towards the end, it was just like me and the bottle and nothing else, and nobody else. And, I had a couple of, I don't know what it was, because I had went to the hospital a couple of times to detox for people. And I don't know what it was about getting sober this time that I really felt like I had to do the deal, that I couldn't get away with it anymore. Like, if there was a way I could drink and have my life, I would do it, you know? Like, who wouldn't? And, but I couldn't. I was out of options. There was no, I wasn't going to be able to live. I literally was, dying. I had an enlarged liver. Doctor told me, you continue to drink this way, you're not eating, you're probably going to die in like 6 months. And, and I had been to the rooms before. The first time I came in the rooms, I had jumped from a loft and had a broken heel. And so I was really, really thought, okay, I could see how everybody else thinks I have a problem now. Before, I couldn't even see how they would think I have a problem. But now I could see, like, maybe, all right, there's evidence I broke my heel. So, but I got here and I was confused because, there was nothing. The only place that it said alcohol in the 10 steps was the first one. I thought they would say things like, stay away from bars, don't go through the liquor store aisle, cut all your friends that drink, or, things like that, like to keep me from drinking, And so I really didn't understand that the change had to happen from the inside out for me. And, and this time I really got it. I really knew that I had to do the deal. And that's what happened is people came to my house. I locked myself in my house. I wasn't answering my phone. They came to my house and they, begged me to go detox and go get help. They wanted me to go to rehab, and I didn't want to go to rehab. And so I told, I made a deal with everybody because that's what I do. Let me make a deal with you, that, that I won't go to rehab, that I go to outpatient treatment and I go to AA, And then if I relapsed again, I would gladly go to rehab. So that was the deal. They were giving everybody one more shot, whatever. So, but by then I knew, like, I was an alcoholic. The last time in the hospital when the doctor told me, they probably told me that numerous times, like, what are you doing drinking so much? How come you're doing this? They look at you like you're like you're crazy. And, like you're crazy. And, for doing this to yourself, And I just tell them, like, I can't stop, I can't stop. Like, no matter what, I can't stop. Like, I need drink to feel normal. And once I start feeling normal, I want to feel out of it again, And it just kept going and going and getting worse. And, of course, they suggested AA. And, so this time, like, when I came in, I was really desperate. I wanted to get healthy. I wanted to get, I felt really disappointed in myself, ashamed, guilty, all that stuff. But when I walked in the rooms, like, everybody was so friendly and so welcoming, like to the newcomer, and that's awesome, because when I came into that room, I didn't feel unwelcome at all. I didn't feel like I was in the wrong place. I didn't feel like, I knew that's where I belonged. I knew that I was an alcoholic, like deep inside, like the real alcoholic, you know, there's no guessing about it. And, you know, and I jumped in. I wanted to work the steps. I didn't work the steps the time before. You know, I thought I could work the steps by myself. And so I worked the steps, and as a result of that, had a personality change, I feel, and continue. And, my sponsor worked the steps the way her sponsor went through it, which is via the book, you know. She just told me everything was really simple. And, of course, I try to, make it hard, but it actually is really simple, and I just keep doing the deal. And I asked her, I said, everybody says I have to change everything, you know, but not to change anything drastic in the first year. What do I do? I was all stressed out. Do I change or do I not, you know? And she was like, why don't you just work the steps, stay sober, go to meetings, and everything will change, you know? And that's so true, you know. I didn't worry about, I lost my job as a result of that binge. I didn't worry about getting a job, but I did do the work. I did go home and apply for jobs. I did, but I didn't worry. I don't know. I got the gift this time. You know, I just really feel like I got the gift where I wasn't angry about it. I wasn't sad about it. So I worked the steps, and for me, you know, having higher power absolutely helped, and the fact that it was so open, like whoever you choose to be your higher power, I love that. You know, I know for me, this alcoholic doesn't like being told, you know, what to believe. So I could believe in anything, and that really helped. And then, the most important thing, I believe Alcoholics Anonymous is carry the message. Work the steps, help newcomers, and I'm such an alcoholic. Like, I'm selfish and self-centered, and I can spot it like a mile away. Today I went hiking with some friends at Torrey Pines, and one of my friends, he's in the program, he has like 8 years, and he's all like, hi to everybody on the trail that's passing, like everybody, and there's tons of people, you know, hi, and I was like, oh, I'm going to try to smile and be like him and say hi, like two people I did it to, and then I'm totally back in self, you know, and like, oh yeah, I forgot, you know, I was supposed to, because that's where I go, you know. But that's the place when I'm in self the most, is when I'm the least happy. That's the most when I'm irritable, restless, irritable, and discontent, when I'm in self, you know, it's really just a process, a learning, you know, process for me. Like every day things are so much better, of course, and not just like my life, like the outside of my life, like job, car, boyfriend, whatever, you know, like all of that really doesn't, like, you know, despite my circumstances, I need to remain sober and peaceful. Despite my circumstances, I need to still admit character defects. And despite my circumstances, like, it doesn't matter what happens, I need to remain on this path. And, you know, fortunately, I have, to this point, and I feel like I have a great support system and a fellowship, and that's really important. You know, when I work with new people, I went to like 3 meetings a day. I figured it was my job to get sober, you know, since I lost my job, is my job to get sober. So I dedicated everything to that, and, you know, it's, you know, I'm very, very, very grateful today. And like I said, everything is so much better, but it's definitely not perfect, and I'm definitely not perfect, and there's so, you know, much more to work on, you know. It's like working on a project, and you think you're finished, and you're like, oh, now you have a whole other mess to go, you know. And so, and that's always nice, you know. But, I just do what you guys do. And, that's what my sponsor said. If somebody's succeeding in something, go ask them how they're doing it. You know, if they're failing, go ask them what they're doing and don't do that. And I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense, you know. And so, yeah, that's you know, that's what I stick to, you know, those simple kind of things like that. And I just want to thank you for letting me be a service tonight. And happy birthday to Ski and the 2 years. Very important. Thank you. Thank you.